Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 1245 WGN. Dean Richards here, and we have a special day coming up, St. Patrick's Day. Everyone is going to be celebrating probably differently this year than they normally would, going out to bars and restaurants and, you know, all these public celebrations. I imagine that, you know, families might be getting together, smaller groups of people, hopefully exercising social distancing and staying as safe as possible. But Jim brought up that another big holiday is coming up as well.
Well, the forgotten sort of March holiday. St. Patrick's Day, especially here in Chicago, always takes precedence with the giant parades. But for those of us who are Italian, I'm half Italian, half Polish, there's good old St. Joseph's Day,
right,
which gets completely obliterated. People forget about it. Now, the tradition used to be in many churches, Catholic churches in the Chicago area, they would have something called the St. Joseph's Table.
Table, right.
Where they would open up on a weekend before. And
a lot
and
of places still have that.
Potluck kind of
right.
things. Yeah. And so I just thought, I didn't know. I mean, this has been such a fluid story and every day is different. But earlier in the week and even a couple of days ago, you were still coming up with ideas of what do we talk about. And I said, well, a possible thing. Well, everybody's talking about St. Patrick's Day, it might be nice to just highlight St. Joseph's Day. Don't forget, Foster Father of Jesus, not a bad title, and yet, I mean, you know.
Did it say that on his business card?
Well, I think it should have. Oh. I mean, this poor St. Joseph, you know, let's face it, you know. He was there with all, you know, in that stable.
Yeah.
He was driving Mary to Bethlehem.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know.
He adopted this kid,
the thing,
made him a carpenter.
The thing is that, like, really nothing's like St. Patrick's Day.
No.
I mean, any ethnic group can say, my ethnicity doesn't get celebrated like St. Patrick's Day. That's a phenomena all its own, but... St. Joseph's Day, which is the
19th. 2 days after. That's why it gets kind of overblown, because everybody's recovering from their hangovers.
It's like somebody having a birthday on Christmas.
Exactly.
Or the day after. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is while there are always massive celebrations for St. Patrick's Day, kind of what is also kind of traditional, as you say, is the St. Joseph's Table, these big kind of buffet-like communal tables, which probably will not be happening this year at places because of, you know, not wanting to get groups together. And a lot of times they are older people who put these things together, the people who are at most risk for these kinds of things. But there still are ways to celebrate. You could do it, you know, just your own family, and it's kind of a smaller way, but with some traditional things. And Jim had mentioned to me, what are the traditional pastry
of
St. Joseph's Day?
So I have to say that the Polish, I'm on both sides of this, so I get this from both ends.
You celebrate Pulaski Day and St. Joseph's Day.
I'm just saying, so, you know, with pastries, the punchki, the Polish punchki, has taken on great popularity over the last 10 or 15 years. I'm not sure why, but my goodness.
Because they're delicious.
Whoever has been promoting those have done a really good job of putting
punchki
those.
Council of America.
Yeah. So that's the Polish pastry. And so for St. Joseph's Day, in a very popular Italian pastry, I remember with my family right around Easter, was always around this time, there was something called a zeppola.
Okay, zeppola.
The zeppola. And the zeppola is an Italian, it's unbelievable, really. It's almost like the new Kentucky Fried Chicken donut with the chicken inside.
Yeah.
This is two donuts, fried donuts, with custard in the middle and more toppings on the top as well.
Well, let's find out from an expert here, because we have Loretta Lacasio, who is with Palermo's Bakery, one of these great Chicago bakeries that we talk about all the time, which is at 7312 East Irving Park Road. Loretto, how are you this morning? Hello.
I'm fine, Dean. Thank you for having me on.
It's nice of you to be here with us today to talk about this.
Where are you at? On Irving and what?
We are located on Irving, one block west of Harlem Avenue, next to Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's
sure
my hood.
I'm familiar with Rolling Stones.
That, yeah. I used right to live at Rolling. Perfect. I lived at Rolling Stones.
While it's very interesting to hear where Jim lived, let's talk about the Zeppelo. Explain to us, Loretto, what is a Zeppelo?
Zeppola.
Well, the Zeppola in the Italian tradition is basically a fried donut. You know, I'm giving you the most simple explanation. It's a fried donut that looks almost like a French curl. And we cut it, after we fry it, we cut it in half, and we fill it with, the most traditional fillings would be custard and cannoli filling. Mm. But we at Palermo Bakery have elevated that, and I did supply your producer with a list of all the different Zeppelins that we do, and we have 18 different flavors.
Well,
we do
an oil. Loretto didn't even just provide us with a list. He sent us some Zeppelas here this morning.
There you go.
That look absolutely delicious. We'll dig into those after the show, and also some beautiful Italian cookies, which we appreciate. Which ones are the most popular? I'm looking at the list here, Loretto. I'm seeing the pistachio chocolate. That looks amazing to me.
Banana Nutella.
Yes, that's our new creation of the year. That's first time we do it this year, but it's becoming very popular. But like I said, our traditional one would be the custard and the cannoli filling.
These are fantastic. And this has been traditional for your bakery, Palermo Bakery, to sell these for St. Joseph's Day or all year long?
Yes. We started last year selling them all year long. Not as much as we do during this time of the year, but they're very popular during the holidays too, such as Christmas and Easter. So we always find them at Palermo Bakery.
Okay. So, people can come and get them between now and, well, all the time, but for St. Joseph's
all
Day.
All the time.
Now, can you explain to us how this coronavirus has affected things? I don't know if people aren't going out or if you're coming to the bakery or if you're open.
Well,
I'm
glad you asked that question. Actually, we haven't been affected as other businesses have. We still have a steady clientele that comes in. You know, we just ask our customer to follow some simple procedures that we implement here at the bakery. We provide hand sanitizer at the counter. We wipe down every time a customer leaves. We wipe down the counter. We wipe down the doors. So our customers are very loyal, and it's a very steady business today. I mean, we really haven't missed a beat yet.
Very good. Well, that's good, and good that you're taking all the correct precautions. It makes people feel safer when they come to the store. I wonder if, because you are basically, you're a Sicilian bakery. Is that correct?
Well, we're an Italian bakery, but we specialize in Sicilian items, but we have a variety of items. We do almost anything now.
So you have not been affected at all by the problem with the virus that's going on, that it's hit Italy so hard. You're telling me it really hasn't affected your business. I wonder if you've talked to people in Italy or you've heard firsthand from friends or relatives what's going on there.
I have friends. My cousin lives in the area that's very affected by this, which is Emilia-Romagna. It's it's the epic center of the coronavirus in Italy, and like anybody else, he's on lockdown. He's staying home. They're following what the government is telling them to do, and they're hoping for the best that this passes over. I have family in Sicily. Sicily's not been affected as northern Italy, but still, they implemented a self quarantine also.
Right.
Where people should not gather in large places. And us Italians, we love to gather at the local coffee shops,
right,
in the piazza. I mean, you're taking our life away. That's basically what you're doing.
Well, and you get
we love.
You get some Italians together, and if there's not hugging, there's cheek kissing on both cheeks,
exactly.
Not just one.
And that's not a stereotype. That's what we do. It's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard, but they're doing it. As you see on social media, we elevated the singing in the balcony to a new level. So everybody's
did
singing.
Did you see that?
That is one of the most wonderful videos that I've
so
seen
cool.
Of people who are quarantined, and one person starts singing, and then somebody else joins in,
and it's echoing down the streets.
Somebody's playing the violin, and all of a sudden there's a huge concert going on.
Very cool.
It's like you can't hold down the Italian passion midst.
And that's what I was about to say. We as Italian people are very passionate, very artistic. So it's not just about spaghetti meatballs. You know, we do have another form of arts in Italy that everybody should take advantage of.
Right.
And it's showing. It's showing on social media right now how proud and how stubborn we are. So, you know, hopefully it translates to everybody getting over this in a healthy and a speedy way, and we can move on forward.
Well, you can hear the kind of precautions that Loretto is taking at Palermo Bakery, 7312 East Irving Park Road in Chicago. These Zeppelas look absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
I have never looked forward to 1 o'clock coming as much as I am today. So, you know, you want a little break in all the stress that's going on in the world right now. This might be a good example.
Get a Zeppola.
And I was listening to your show earlier, and you're right, Dean. People should order from their local restaurants. Don't be afraid to order. You know, go to your local restaurant, pick up a dinner, take it home. You know, shop at your local grocery stores, at your local bakeries like ourselves. We're a small pop and mom shop. So just come on in and support us the way we're going to support our community, and we just go on from there. We're going to get through this.
We all have to help each other during things like this.
That's right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. I hope we get to meet face to face so that one day we're able to have guests in studio again.
Buonasera. Anytime.
Loretta Locascio.
Right.
Buonasera.
Palermo Bakery. Thank you very much.
And arrivederci.
And we'll take a quick break.
America.
All right.
And love America.